Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
So I'm up on Plough Reach and Hughes Hall are going to row over. That's a dead cert as it stands. They're looking very comfortable as they come across the Plough pub. So, Beth, can you confirm Claire bumped Selwyn, did they?
That is what it seems to be from here. Claire and Selwyn have definitely gone over. It was
quick. Great. Okay, yeah. So I have actually... So the other crews are coming now around Grassy Corner. And it looks to me like Peterhouse are next to come up, which means Emmanuel have been bumped by St. Edmunds. Emmanuel have been bumped by St. Edmunds. Emmanuel bumped by St. Edmunds, and then behind St. Edmunds, it looks like Peterhouse may row over. Having said that, there's about three lengths between them and St. Cat's M2. So St. Cat's M2, about three lengths behind Peterhouse M2. As they go past the Plough pub. Behind St. Cat's is Churchill M2. When I say behind, I mean about four lengths. Churchill M2 are hotly followed by just beneath a length by Magdalen M2 in the purple. And then one length behind Magdalen M2 are first and third. So it's all getting a bit congested here. As I look up towards the Plough, it looks like these distances are remaining the same. The only closing I can see is Magdalen closing on Churchill. Looking back behind first and third, I can see Keys. They are, they're honestly 15 lengths behind, but looking very comfortable. I tell you what, just because sadly we don't have anyone up on the reach right now, I'm going to have to run up the path a little bit. While I do that, Beth, can I throw back over to you? Is there anything down near the bottom of the division that you can see?
I can't really see anything at the moment. I've just got Selwyn coming up past me at a slow pace, having, you know, been bumped. I will start to walk up to see if I can see anything at the end of the division. But looking at the motorway bridge, no, we've got Selwyn and Claire who have bumped and another boat who either didn't start or have been bumped. I'm not entirely sure. I'll go and check that out now.
Great. Thanks, Beth. So typically, the one race where everything seems to happen on long reach, I don't stand far enough in the river. So I am running as we speak to go and find out what happened there. Now, down near the bottom of the division. Sorry, I'm really out of breath. Down near the bottom of the division, like I say, I've got Keys. Now, Keys are running past the Plough pub right now. And they are hotly followed by Robinson M2. There's probably half a length in it. That means Claire Hall bumped Queens earlier on. And Robinson M2 are hotly... Sorry, they're very much on the tail of Keys. It looks like this could be a bump as we go around towards Long Reach. It looks like the headwind is slowing Keys down enough that a bump is about to happen. I'm running alongside it to try and see. And... an arm is about to go in the air. Surely this is a bump. The arm, there it is. It's in the air. Robinson M2 have bumped Keys M3. So Robinson bumped Keys M3. Beth, over to you.
Yeah, there's been another bump down right at the start. It looks like Queens has been bumped by Claire Hall. And I can confirm that Claire have bumped Selwyn as well. Thanks, Tim.
Great. So Claire bumping Selwyn near the top of the division. We looks like the top four in the division might have rowed over, but we can confirm that a little bit later. As we go down, I'm really sorry, I'm so out of breath. As we go down, it looks like Claire Hall bumped Queens, and then Robinson M2 bumped Keys. Now I believe that's called an overbump. Behind them, Lady Margaret are just sitting here in the water. Quite difficult to see what's actually gone on there. I tell you what, for now, that's what we can see from this race. It's probably best if we throw back to the studio and then we will run down the river and go and check the official results and get back to you shortly.
Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Peterhouse were bumped by St. Cat. So that was an overbump there, which means, of course, that Selwyn were bumped by Claire. So that's, just to confirm again, Selwyn M2 bumped by Clare M2, and then an overbump, Peterhouse M2 bumped by St. Cat's M2. Beneath that, we had Churchill M2. They were bumped by Magdalen M2. But again, that is a provisional result. We're going to have to confirm that a little bit later. First and third M3 definitely rode over. Keys M3 and Queens M3, again, it looks like they rode over, but that will be confirmed a little bit later. Beneath them, 100% sure about this, Clare Hall M1, bumped by Robinson M2. Lady Margaret M3 rowing over. Corpus Christi M2, bumped by Darwin M2. And then at the bottom, the sandwich boat Churchill rowed over.
Blench bumps.
Cam FM.